So hello and welcome again to what is now episode 3, I suppose, of our Great Escape Little Expertise. This is Pete Kogel, this is PCP 218, I think it is now. And with me, of course, is the man himself, the Grumbler. How you doing, mate?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we've just had breakfast and had some of that lovely muesli again, haven't we?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. So, how's your jaw?
Tired.
You've been over-masticating again.
Compulsive mastication.
Absolutely, yes. It's rather nutty, isn't it?
It's very nutty and quite fruity, too.
Bit like you.
Why, thank you.
So, how did we get on yesterday?
Oh, well, as far as I remember, we got on very well.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah, long day.
It was a very long day, yes. We started a bit earlier. We went down and saw a lunch. Was it lunchtime system? Was it 1 o'clock? Wasn't it
one o'clock,
2 o'clock? That's what. That's
yeah.
And we had an early beer.
We did.
And an early session with a couple of different people, which we'll talk about a bit later on. But first, should we have a bit of music?
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do that. So here's a band we didn't actually get to see, which is a bit unfortunate, but I would like to have seen them. But never mind, we can see them again because they are British and we can all see them at some point. This is Slow Club from Sheffield and a track called Me and You.
We're moving gravel off someone else's drive into a barrel, it helps me stay alive. Off to market, you will buy a cone. They'll never notice, they're never home. Policy and bureaus help to move the tide. Pounds, sterling, euros, get yourself a wife. Who loves you for who you are and not because the other one is tight. Marry into money, marry twice. Live underneath the staircase or speak your mind. Well, I've got a feeling someone else is reading the letters I wrote to you. Well, my pet's illiterate
and I live alone,
so it's someone in betwixt me and you. Me and you, me and you. Last time we spoke, I thought we were through. I found a map,
I found a map,
I found a map,
I found a map.
Well, now that I know the way, just go back, 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 back. There's a bat hibernating on my bathroom wall. No one went in for weeks, he thought it was a hole. Safe to sleep, the night's away.
I offered him some food, but he said,
I cannot stay. I'm disgraced by my actions, an outlawed from the cave. Crying in the taxi won't do you no good.
Oh well, I tried to make a vessel, but there was no wood.
Strong enough to bend and never swell.
We're gonna jump right in
and buy a pair of gills. But holding on for that long could be the end as well. Me and you, me and you. Last time we spoke, I thought we were through. Well, now that I know the way, you can just go back.
Yourself out,
shoot history in the mouth. It's all that's left to do. Look me up in some phone book under me and you.
Well, a nice sound there of Slow Club, a band who we would like to have seen, but of course, there's too many competing resources at the time, and they were very nice, very nice. But they were playing at Horatio's Bar, which is actually on the pier.
Yeah, yeah, we saw that when we were sat on the beach.
Yes, we did.
Moaning about seagulls.
We were. You can more about that later on.
Absolutely.
Later about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, day two. Any more knackered than you were on day one?
Yep.
This is a strong sense of deja vu from last year, isn't it? It's like, you know, first day, drink too much. Second day, try not to. Third day, oh.
Yeah,
we've got a long walk tonight as well.
Yes, we have.
And
yeah.
A long and a late night.
Yes, yeah, because the bad robots are not until
11 o'clock. Yeah. So yes,
and we can't miss them.
No, absolutely. Yeah, not when you told them there's a man wearing a grumbling T-shirt. A T-shirt with a dragon on it.
Oh, how attractive.
Yeah, you haven't actually got a grumbling T-shirt because you didn't actually have breakfast before we started it. Otherwise, it might have been grumbling a bit.
Indeed. Yeah, so I think next year, one will have to get in training first.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'll have to start by staying up after 9 o'clock for a few nights, you know.
perhaps drinking 7 pints just to sort of see how you're feeling. Yeah. I'm sure it can be done.
Yeah, although I'm not sure I'm ever going to eat 2 kebabs in one.
No. I think that was very unwise.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you think it was very unwise yesterday, more than you did the day before.
Oh, yes. Yes. It got less wise as the time went on. Yeah.
So we went off to Audio, which is a dingy dive underground called Audio Downstairs, which we saw Mom Ra at last year. And then above is a sort of like a bar sort of cafe area that seemed quite nice.
Yes, a lot more pleasant upstairs.
It was, wasn't it? Yes. Yeah. So we wandered along, hoping to see young Stephanie Sokolinski, and indeed we did, more of her later as well.
Indeed.
And we popped in and we saw a fellow called Yoav.
Yoav.
Okay. Now he's from sort of South Africa, and
he appears to be from everywhere.
Yes. Foot in every camp.
Yes.
And he was rather good.
Yeah, I must admit, I didn't quite know what to expect at first, because this...
Well, at one point you said, oh, he looks a bit vegetarian.
Well, yeah, I couldn't quite find the right word, but, I mean, you know, picture a man who gets up on stage, takes off his boots, and stands there in his bare feet.
And we find out why later on, don't we?
Yeah, we did, indeed, yes. Holding a very, very battered-looking guitar.
Yes.
And we found out
why as well. But so it was the amusing look that the girl next to you gave you when you said vegetarian.
What do you mean?
And we found out she'd seen him at the Camden Crawl.
Camden Crawl, yeah.
Absolutely. And he'd been very good. So she recommended him, so we thought, well, fair enough. So I did a bit of recording, and we had a chat with him afterwards, and he said yes, he's happy to have me all the tracks pod saved. So we've been over to his website today. None of the tracks appear to be downloadable, so as he said, we are allowed to play the stuff. I thought we'd actually play some of the actual recording, which
you
I did.
You old bootlegger.
I'm an old bootlegger, but it's absolutely fantastic stuff. So have a listen to this is Yoav and a track that he did live called Beautiful Lie. See what you think of this.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure playing for you with your mini set today. Hope to see you guys soon. If you just arrived, my name's Yoav. This will be my last tune. It's called Beautiful Lie.
I don't mean to cast no blame. Don't intend to preach.
drinks and I could never love you more. But in the blink of an eye, everything you ever knew can change. And it's a beautiful life. If you took everything, we'll always stay our
You're there, Harold. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, you know, if I'd heard that without having seen it first, I would not have thought that was one guy with an acoustic guitar and nothing but a set of, well, basically effects pedals.
Four pedals, hence the bare feet.
Hence the bare feet, yes.
Yeah, amazing, amazing stuff. I mean, I think the technology to do loops and stuff, I mean, I remember John Martin doing it in the early 70s, but it was never as complicated as that and as effective. And I think... Was it Rowley? Rowley was on his talk on his last podcast on his Gold Talk sessions with a girl who was a loop guitarist.
Yeah,
saying
I think
it was. Just how damn difficult it was to get it right.
Absolutely, but this guy was a master.
Got it right. Yeah, he got it right. All right, and you know, lovely voice as well. And you know, just enough loops and just enough samples and everything just to get it right. It was. Yeah, great find. So one of a couple of good finds, I think.
And there seems to actually be a fair amount of his stuff out on the net. I mean, we looked this morning briefly.
Yes. And is it YoAvMusic?
YoAvMusic.com, I think
right.
it was.
Right. Okay. There's a
YoAvMusic.com.
Yes. And my sister's become YoAv.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that the main YoAvMusic.com has actually got a couple of buy links on there.
Oh, right, okay. So we'll go and check out the album.
Check it out, yeah.
Yes. Very good, very good. So yes, yeah, so he was a nice find. And just, was he playing anywhere else?
I don't think he was. He's not even in the main artists list on so the.
That's,
on
that
the
was
book.
His entire some yeah. some of the gig. Yeah, it was just quite interesting. But
yeah,
well, glad we were there. Glad we were there. And of course, we were there primarily to see the lovely Soko.
Indeed, we were.
Who you spotted with your camera. In fact, you've been taking photographs of the entire. Sessions has been going on, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had
all you need
one or
now
two,
is a press
yes.
pass. You know?
Well, actually, I got stopped, didn't I, going into digital?
You did.
You can't bring that in. It's a professional camera.
I'm not a professional.
And it's not a professional camera.
No, it's not.
Well, but, this old thing, this is my second best camera. Oh, bugger, Mrs. Grumbler's going to know I've bought a new one now.
Oh, dear. Well, that's your attitude to life, isn't it? When you get into a hobby, you buy everything.
Well, yes.
And there was talk of us going off to see the Bluebell Railway. What's it like out there? It's
raining, so...
Okay, so maybe we won't go to the Bluebell Railway, which is probably just as well, because that means you won't buy a train.
Yeah, if we do go there, I'll have to buy a train.
Terrible. Got far too much disposable income. Give it to me. So, shall we go back to audio upstairs and have a listen to the lovely Soko, who came on and enchanted us for way too long, actually. This is a bit at the end of her set, where she was about to sort of sing one song, and then she was getting the desperate hand signals from the woman at the back saying, get off. So she stayed on for a little bit longer, so she played a couple of tracks. I think it's definitely worth hearing this. So this is Soko live at Audio Upstairs at The Great Escape.
I will never love you more than dancing to feel spectral. I will never love you more than as your time keyboard. I'll never love you more than Daniel Johnstone himself. You're funny, he's more than God. No, I would never love you more. And you say, you love me more than everything. And compared to me, everything is nothing. Oh, this is shit. I just wonder what it means. Say you love me more. Another girl you had before. Even more to music. Even more than yourself. Even more than everything. Love is just a lie. I will never love you more than anything. I will never love you more than singing in the shower. I will never love you more than my Mac computer. I will never love you more than having a daughter. I will never love you more than peanut butter. I will never love you more than kisses all day. I will never love you more than cuddles all night. I will never love you more than kissing girls' lips when they're really pretty. No, I will never love you more. I will never love you more. I will never love you more.
The amazing sound of Stephanie Sokolinski. And I think when we were sort of listening a bit earlier on, one of the earlier bands, there was a little sort of rattling of glasses and all that sort of stuff. There was complete silence there, wasn't there, for her?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It's been absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. Apart from the guy that banged the door next to me, but apart from that, it was wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
Very quirky, isn't she?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And that shows in some of the pictures we got, which
give us
a week or so to tart them up a little bit, but... a fantastic picture of Soko playing air ukulele.
Absolutely. Yes, eat your heart out. Yeah, very good, very good. We are hoping, once again, to see her today. We didn't get a chance to see her later on, even though you'll hear a bit of chat in a minute of us a little earlier in the day. Hoping we would see her, but we got stuck in the cave that was the Black Angels.
We did,
which was rather good. So after that, we decided that we were hungry and thirsty, so we headed off in the direction of a place that served pizzas and then beer, and then we ended up on the beach just outside the Volks, which is a grubby little hole, but a very nice grubby little hole. We all enjoyed it, and we saw the Black Angels. So let's catch up with our very good selves on the beach.
So here we are, sat quietly on the beach, waiting for for the evening's entertainment.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I'm knackered already.
That, Mr. Codger, is because we is old men.
We is old men.
Yes.
We've enjoyed the likes of Soko, and then we've enjoyed the likes of a pizza.
Yeah, and we hope we've to be enjoying the likes of Soko again a little bit later.
Indeed.
And possibly again tomorrow. Same girl, three times in 2 days. Isn't it?
In your dreams, dear boy, in your dreams. Dear.
I'm sure she's got a song about that too.
I'm sure she has. So it's rather still, as you saw, the water out there is absolutely flat as a mill pond.
It is.
Which is rather nice. It's very quiet, there's no sound coming from the pier. Very reflective. That's the click of Mr. Grumbler's camera. Captures
seagulls.
Seagulls, okay.
Seagulls, particularly stupid birds. Well, I mean, as opposed, obviously, to particularly intelligent birds.
Yeah.
Like parrots.
Right. I think I'm going to comment on the particularly stupid birds like the ones from Essex. Oh. Well, that'd be too obvious, wouldn't it?
It would. Mrs. Grumbler wants a parrot.
Grumbler wants a parrot!
I've pointed out to her that it would invariably inherit my vocabulary due to the fact that I would spend many, many hours
teaching it rude words.
Yeah, well, that doesn't seem to have put her off. I even tried pointing out that it would outlive her, but that didn't put her off either.
Oh, well, if you do get a parrot, you can always put it in the podcast, can you? You know, music and mumblings and squawkings.
Parrot podcast.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Parrot pod.
Polycast.
Ah, that was certainly silly.
Perhaps we should buy Mr. Clithero a parrot, and before we give it to him, we'll teach it to go, dear, dear, dear.
Yeah. Oh. It's a fucking cool.
Or possibly,
cool.
Possibly even.
He's gonna kill us for this. He's gonna kill us. What a doomed. At the pod call, he's gonna just go up to us and go, "You too." But until he does,
we'll carry on doing.
We'll carry on. So, we've just come out of the Black Angels.
We have indeed.
We have indeed. And there was only one thing that we were missing, weren't they?
Yeah, more
more reverb.
More reverb.
Yeah,
reverb,
yeah. There wasn't quite enough reverb. It's like drenched in reverb, isn't it? Amazing.
It's drenched in something.
Did you did you actually get a photograph of the lead singer when he put his cap up?
Yes.
I
do believe I got a picture of his eyes.
Yeah.
For the 2 seconds they were showing.
Yeah, and what did you think of his eyes?
They were too close together.
I thought they were a bit glazed over. I thought there might have been a substance or two.
It did.
Might have passed his lips.
It did look as if he might have been chemically enhanced.
Had delusions of ganja. Yes.
Yes. Oh dear.
But they were good, weren't they?
They were very good, yeah, most enjoyable. In fact, I mean, we got there first off, didn't we, to see, we saw 3 bands in there.
Alamo
Racetrack.
They were very, very good,
we
thought.
They were from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, and they spoke a little bit in a strange accent. And they had lots of people behind us that spoke a little bit like this. Can I do that again? I spoke a little bit. I have to apologise now, because if Jan Richter's listening to this, he's probably going to go, oh my god, they cannot speak Dutch. So Jan, this is a plea. Well, how do you say Alamo Racetrack in Dutch? You've got to write in. You're writing all the time, Jan, so let me know.
So write in als du brieft.
What?
Als du brieft.
What does that mean?
It's Dutch for you look like a lobster or something like that. Or was it please? I know.
I always get the two phrases confused. The two phrases please and like a lobster. Now he's left me on the other side of the street. He's fucked off over the road now, and I can't even talk to him. So I'll have to talk to myself for a second. Right. I should now run across the road and catch up with him. Don't leave me.
You've come back to me.
I'm back. Don't leave me.
You see, and the problem with that, of course, is.
Problem with what?
Well, getting your phrases mixed up. Yeah. I'm still on the same conversation.
Oh, are you? Right.
It's when you go into a pub and say, could I have 2 pints of beer, please? You look like a lobster.
It might work in Holland.
Possibly.
Never mind. Anyway, so they were Dutch.
Yes.
Who else did we have?
Natty.
Natty?
Natty, from London.
From London.
Natty Dread.
Natty Dread. He was Natalie Dread, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was very good as well.
He was very good, yes. And I think he knows he's good.
Hell yes.
One knows when one's a good thing.
Absolutely. Jolly nice chap,
though. Jolly nice chap.
I
got the impression one's manager knew one was onto a good thing as well.
Oh, I think so, yes. Very protective of his...
Protégé.
Yes.
Anyway, so maybe coming to a podcast near you. Maybe not.
Depends entirely on whether his pods are safe.
Yes, indeed. But we know Alamo Racetrack's pods were safe.
We do, because they told us so.
Because they told us so, absolutely. Yeah,
said so.
And then, of course, we've seen Black Angels, and we've had 3 good bands.
3 good bands indeed, and I think at that point I was drowned out by the passing car or something, so I didn't go any further. But we did try and go off... who were we going to see?
We were going to see Operator Please.
That's right,
yeah.
And we saw the tallest member of Operator Please at the furthest distance as we stood next to the bar, as you put it. What was your phrase? Smelling faintly of weir and wee.
Well, yeah, but we were also standing by the passage that leads down to the bathrooms as well. But, by the statue of Buddha, which will appear on a website near you in the near future. With a picture of Pete next to it. Now, there will be a competition.
See you.
And the competition, in fact, will win a Music and Mumblings T-shirt. Okay? And it's going to be very, very simple. Keep your eyes open for the photograph, folks. And the first person to send a grumbler... an email pointing out whether Pete is on the left or the right of the photograph of Pete and the Buddha will win, by return, a Music and Mumblings T-shirt. In fact, a very, very rare object, because there are only 3, and Pete's got one and I've got another. There you go.
Are you actually going to put the photograph with the pair of us wearing the 2 T-shirts on the web at some point as well?
At some point, yeah, that'll be as well.
Yeah, we do look a bit like 118. I have to admit, but yes, very good. Yes, I enjoyed that. Yes. So we didn't actually see an awful lot of Operator Please, but it was refreshing to have a rather decent pint of ale, or Guinness, whatever it was, because the one before when we had with Soko was just diabolical.
Oh, that was...
San Miguel urine.
It did taste
horrible.
Like somebody had drunk it previously.
It
yes.
was just disgusting. Yeah. Didn't enjoy that at all. Just drank it because I was thirsty. Mm. No other reason, really.
Well, in fact, watching the Black Angels, we drank Coke, did we not?
We did, yes. Well, unlike the lead singer, who probably took Coke.
He definitely looked a bit spaced.
They were. I have to say, in some ways, they were exactly what I expected, drenched in reverb and very, very dark and meaningful. But I fully expected them all to be wearing black, all a bit colourful. But the drummer was good, wasn't she? She was wicked.
Yeah, she was, yeah. I mean, I've got several photographs of her, but they're all intense looks of concentration as well.
Well, so. I imagine you get one beat wrong and it's going to sound like a mess. But I thought it was funny, the last bit, when they were almost called off before the last track, and she got the cymbal bag out and she had the first cymbal in there before, no, one more track, and she's like, oh God, do I have to? Well, fair enough, how the actual energy she was expelling on those drums was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but a very short set for them, apparently. I mean, you know, bearing in mind that this place must have held, 150 people?
No more than that, yeah.
We were standing next to a young lady who appeared to have been off gigging all week.
Exactly, a young Geordie lass.
Indeed.
That sounded a bit Yorkshire now, because she's been away from home for a while.
Yeah.
And she'd spotted my accent.
She'd seen them in London at the beginning of the week.
Monday.
They'd sold out the ICA.
How big's the ICA?
I don't know, but I'm sure it holds more than 150 people.
Exactly. And then she'd been off to Dublin, hadn't she, to see...
Yeah.
I can't remember who she said she saw.
I can't remember who she said she saw. But, I mean, what she was saying about Black Angels as well is that we saw them do a half-hour set.
Yeah.
When she saw them on Monday, the last song on its own was 15 minutes long. So I'm sure.
And who said prog rock was dead?
So I'm sure the drummer, if you'll pardon the expression, has it in her.
Yes, as it were.
In a manner of speaking.
Yes. Maybe she's been recovering from that.
Possibly.
Yes. So, tonight.
Oh, yes.
According to my list, possible places we could go, or possible people we could see. SoCo again.
Yep.
Possibly Pete and the Pirates, but I suspect we'll leave that because they were a Reading band and you've got a bit of connections now. You reckon you know somebody that's mum's.
Yes, one of the band's members' mum's works where I do. SoCo, incidentally, at Concord 2, will be televised, in June. Apparently, all of the gigs at Concord 2 this year at the Great Escape Festival have been recorded for MTV2.
Oh, right.
And apparently they're going to be pushed out sometime middle of June. I mean, this is all according to the...
Is MTV2 Sky?
Well, it's satellite.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think it's on Freeview.
No, I don't see it. So. I know Colin sees it.
Yeah.
And have you got Sky?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
yes,
you could watch it. Okay, so that'll be interesting.
So... worth looking out for.
Definitely. So that's one thing. I know the Subways are playing a bit later on, but I suspect we'll move on from the Subways. And then there's a couple of things we were talking about. Lightspeed Champion is a distinct possibility,
yes.
Playing twice that evening, so it'd be rather foolish to miss him twice.
Yeah.
And then Cut Off Your Hands, perhaps. Bombay Bicycle Club, perhaps. I think perhaps not. I'm not quite sure. And then, with a bit of luck, if we can squeeze this lot in, the last track, Robots in Disguise.
Ah, yes. Now, that would be one I'd be...
You'd rather like to see that.
Yeah, it would be a shame to miss them entirely, even if we only caught one or two songs from the set.
Absolutely. So let's do that. So we'll leave you. This has been PCP 218. Say goodnight, Paul.
Goodnight, Paul.
Absolutely fantastic.
Are we in the music biz, Pete?
We are, but you know what they say about the music biz? The sex makes you stupid. We'll be right back.
Rose.
Please, I can't have some more. Get down, go, 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 go. Love is up against the wall, another act of aggression. I want you on the floor. Get down, go, go. When the conversation starts, I can't remember the question. Please, I can't have some more. Get down, can't have some more. Can't have some more. Can't have some more. Love is up against the wall, another act of aggression. I want you on the floor. I want you on the floor. I want you on the floor. I want you on the floor.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
Better than anything you can get without a prescription. Anything, 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 anything.